OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and husband welcome baby boy born by surrogacy. By Lucas Nolan on February 24, 2025. Sam Altman, the CEO of ChatGPT developer OpenAI, announced the birth of a baby boy via surrogacy in a post to X over the weekend. Altman married software engineer Oliver Mulhern in 2024. Sam Altman, the CEO of AI powerhouse OpenAI, shared the news of a baby's birth on social media over the weekend. The tech mogul took to X to introduce the newest addition to his family, born by a surrogate mother, accompanied by a close-up photo of the newborn grasping an adult's finger. Altman wrote, "It's really nice to be in a little bubble taking care of him. I have never felt such love." Altman revealed that the baby arrived earlier than expected and will require specialized care in the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, for some time. Altman, who is married to software engineer Oliver Mulhern, has not yet disclosed whether he intends to take paternity leave. The couple, who reside in San Francisco, have maintained a relatively private relationship, making one of their first public appearances together at a White House dinner in 2023. No information about the surrogate mother is publicly known. Altman's ex post met with considerable controversy as evidenced by the top replies. However, Altman received praise from Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft and one of OpenAI's primary partners. The announcement comes at a busy time for Altman and OpenAI, as the company undergoes a significant transition from a non-profit entity to a for-profit subsidiary. In December, OpenAI announced plans to transfer control of daily operations to its for-profit arm, a move that has attracted legal challenges from competitors such as Elon Musk. In a January episode of the Rethinking podcast hosted by Adam Grant, Altman shared his thoughts on the future of AI and its impact on the next generation. He noted that children born in the coming years will never know a world without AI that surpasses human intelligence, adding, "And that'll be natural. And, of course, it's smarter than us. Of course, it can do things we can't, but also who really cares? I think it's only weird for us in this one transition time." Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.